I think it will be the time that I'm preparing for the English SBA, and because you know SBA counts as part of the DSE score, so most of our classmates really cares about this topic, and therefore before the actual SBA date, we start to have practice that before around 2 weeks before the actual date, and because that time the SBA is in the form of individual presentations, and therefore our classmates help each other like. To have a speech and then to think of good vocabularies or think of a good content, and then after preparing own speech and we have like the simulation of the presentation, like around 10 to 12 of our classmates sit in front of you and you are going to give the presentation to all of them, and they will, after hearing your speech, they will give comments and feedbacks to let you improve your SBA. And at that time, because each of us were really helping each other, and maybe some of our classmates are good at like vocabularies, and some of them may be like good at thinking of ideas of ways to present, and because and then this gives us a chance to help each other and like to improve each other by our own strength in English, and in the result, average mark of our SBA is like the top in the whole years of our secondary school, and I think this is really an unforgettable experience in English learning.
Okay. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Well, because I did not read much English books, so maybe one of the most memorable is again at the SBA that gave me a chance to choose, or forced to read the English books. And I remember the book is called The Paradox of Choice, and it is some concepts of the economies, and it talks about like nowadays there are so many choices, and actually the increase of choice not only giving us benefits but also it gave us some disadvantage, like increase your like the effort that you need to make your choice, and maybe like when you are given like A, B, only A, B, these two choices, and when you choose A, you will feel like you only give up one choice, the B choice, but now maybe if there are A to Z, the 26 choice, and when you choose one, you will feel like you have gained up 25 choices, which actually it gives you many choices, but at the same time you will feel like you lose more. And this sounds, because I'm a science student, that I don't have much chance to learn this kind of economies concept, and this experience really it's unforgettable, because though this is one time that I really start to completely read an English book other than a textbook, and from this book I not only learn those English vocabularies, but I also have a chance to like learn more knowledge other than the science subjects. So yeah, this is a really valuable experience in my reading.